I'm a professor at the University of Florida. Actually, Sean and I are working in the same research center. I would like to use this opportunity to share with you a story on exploring natural occurring mutant for increased pharmaceutical value in some Nonicial species. This is certainly a collaborative research and involved three institutions, and then Dr. Wang from Hunan Academy of Forestry should give more credits for this project. There are about 180 species in this journal, and then one of which, called Nonicial japonica, has been used in China for more than 2,000 years as a traditional medicinal plant. The dry fennel, called Fennel's Nonicera, has been used to treat arthritis, diabetes, virus infection, and all kind of provincial program. And then there are more than 200 chemical compounds has been isolated from the fennel, two of which is carcinogenic acid and then luteinonin, and has been considered the most important by the pharmacopoeia of China. Basically, they defined that in order for the fennel to be used for medicinal purpose, the carcinogenic acid should be at least 1.5%, and the luteinonin should be 0.05%. You possibly know the function of these two chemical compounds because they have been commercially used as a supplement. In China and in Southeast Asia, basically they treated the fennel, the dry fennel, as a tea. They just put in hot water and then drink it, especially like the cold season coming. Not all kids get cold, but in order to prevent the parents always make some Nonicera tea for the children and to prevent the virus infections. The more important things happened in 2003. Possibly you know the SARS caused a huge trial and then problem in China. SARS is a respiratory virus infected people and caused immediate death no matter what. And then based on that time, the Nonicera fennel has been used to prevent the virus infection and also treat the patients. So that increased the value of this fennel. And then at one time, 2003-04, basically the price increased like $300 a pound. At the same time, there were some problems with the fennel production. Number one, the Chinese government only allowed one species, japonica, to be used for the fennel, dry fennel production. The second, nobody did any breeding work, and then only some land race has been used for production. And also the chemical carcinogenic acid and luteinonin content is just right on the recommended levels. And also you see the fennel, they only have four fennel pin nodes. This is a vine. And then when you pick, you basically hand pick, it's very time consuming. And also the each vine has fennel at a different maturity. And then you harvest them at once. Different maturity have different quality. So they result in all kind of problem. A progress was made back to 2015. The Chinese government say, well, we're going to expand it. They added four species into the list. And then based on the talk I'm going to give is primarily focused on the Nonicera macranthopus. And this species originally from South Central China, primarily Hunan province. And that's why the Hunan Academy of Forestry involved this project. This is basically what I'm talking about today is about 10 years project. And it's a summarized story to share with you. Our objective is to see if natural occurred variants exist in the their region of their origination, and also if the variants can be used for commercial applications. Here's the picture, actually, in the mountain. That region, Nunhui County in Hunan province, has the 1,300 meter above sea level. It's a mountain area. You look at it, you see the Nonisara macanthus grow on the mountain, and then they flower, and then in the summer, it's pretty. One special feature for this species is that it's a little bit different from Japonica. Japonica only have a 4 flower pay nodes, but this one has clustered flower. There are about 20, at least 20 flower clustered together. So when you harvest them, you can grab them and you can get another flower at one time. Interestingly enough, there are some plants that produce abundant buds, but the flower buds never open. That's a good indication. The region of this species or origination do have mutants, do have variants, which can be used for potentially commercial production. Here's a close-up, and they never open, the flower never open. So once discovered this phenotype, and we also realized some of the flower has some unique features. So then over the years through vegetative propagation, and then they select about 10 varieties from this species. And then here's a picture of a variety developer called Jin Chuinei. Basically, they have more than 40 now clustered together, and then uniform, they mature at the same time, and then you can harvest them just once. You get more than 200 for now something. So it's pretty easy. The second variety they developed called Huayao Wansu. This one is different from the previous one. Is you see the head of the flower bud seems to have a head, just like a human head or something. But you suppose that's the indication the flower is going to open. Actually, they never open. This is another selection called Nonghua. This one has a much larger flower than the previous two varieties. This one is unique because we have no name be given to this one is because the tip of the flower buds slightly open. The edge is kind of reddish, but the flower never open up, so they remain partially closed. Actually, this one is kind of a variegated flower, have a reddish flower, and they cluster together. So basically, those selections develop as a varieties and then propagated vegetatively by tissue culture and then stem cutting, and then produced in Hunan province and also adjacent province, Hubei and Jiangxi province, to see their performance, not just yield, but also carcinogenic and nutrient content. And then basically here's an example show that all those The bottom five varieties, basically the flower never opened. Their flower yield is almost doubled or more than doubled than the parental plants. And also calcium acid content increased 30 to 60%, and the nutrient content increased about 30 to 50% compared to the parental type. You possibly going to ask, are they genetically different? And also we did a cytology analysis. Here's just an example. The upper panel is the parental plant, and then the middle one is the selected variety called Nonghua, and then the bottom one is Jin Chuinei. You see they do have different carrier type. To further confirm they are genetically different, so we use molecular marker to analyze the selected and parental plant, also including some other like Japonica together. This is four primer amplified, and you see this greatly polymorphism among the selected variety, meaning they do genetically different. And also we use the second generation sequence to analyze the open and unopen flower to identify the gene control the flower openness, and also to identify gene response for the carrageenan acid and biosynthesis. And we do make a lot of progress about that. Certainly, this is going to be another topic in some other meetings. Looking back for the project, basically we talk about no yield, time consuming for harvesting, no carrageenan acid and nutrient content, and also quantity. And then we look back, basically it seems the flower unopenness is a key trait, key morphological trait for increase the yield and then chemical compound content, and also increase the quantity and reduce harvest time. So we bring this idea to see, okay, let's go back to Japanica. The Japanica originally from a little bit north of northern part of China, primarily Henan and Shandong province, and in collaborated with the colleagues in Shandong province, we try to find, see, okay, go back, look at your Japanica to see if there is any plants, to see if any plant never have unopened flower. Actually, they do find unopened flower, and then over the years, they develop a cultivar called Fungne. This one is Japanica with flower unopened, and then they yield increase because this variety is a little bit different from others because this one can flower twice a year. So the yield increase at least 20%, and then carrageenan acid increase about 48%. Unfortunately, the nutrient content didn't change much. Based on this story, we can trace back to early last century, Russian geneticist Voronov mentioned that wide genetic diversity can be used for improved cultivated plants. Basically, this talk gave a very good example, especially for the medicinal plant, because few people involve the breeding work. And then how do you find something you need? The good idea is to go back to where those plants originated, and then to find some natural occur mutant or variants which can be used for commercial applications. With that, I would like to ask some questions. Yes.
Japonica is the one which is geographical identification, the GI. The GI, you pick a geographical identification, which is a registers that particular, like Chambé from France, is only from France. So things along that line, I think honeysuckle is one of the GI.
Well, Japanica is a concept actually in the United States. Japanica, some state consider Japanica as an invasive species, okay? And then they are originally in different part of China. Both Japanica and the Macanthus, they both from China, but they are different. They are different species also in addition to the, you see the flower structure, and they are different. So, and then...
All these varieties, are you aware whether they are commercial farming now?
Yes.
Are they commercial?
Yeah, they have been commercialized, and then in several provinces. Basically, right now, the quality has been greatly improved.